Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Attention! It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Checking out what went down in Seattle on the internet and for the nerds every weekday morning. Hey there, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk. I got a couple podcasts, including the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, which is back here on probably Wednesday. Very lazy. It's been a long week. It's been a long 2020. It's like rushing by and simultaneously the worst. All right. It's getting crazy around here in Seattle. People freaking out over coronavirus, obviously, because it's killing folks. I mean, not more than the flu. But finally, I got a good explanation from I don't remember where, so sorry that I can't give you the credit that you deserve. I think it was New York Times, actually, masked as a Seattle Times article. Like, why the urgency on something that is clearly not as lethal to Americans as the influenza? Like, the flu has killed 18,000 people this season in America. 300,000 people have had to go to the hospital, they said. Something like crazy, like 30 million people have contracted it. That's like 1 in 10 people has gotten the flu this year. I guess the idea, though, is that like if you can contain coronavirus, then it doesn't become yet another thing that they have to put into the flu vaccine every year. Oh, this is a good point, too. When they do have a coronavirus vaccine, I'll get it because I don't want to get a terrible head cold, which is what coronavirus evidently is. It's a respiratory infection, or not infection, but viral attack, or however you say that. I don't want that, so I'll get the flu shot that has that included. But you don't want to keep adding things to that. Now, to my friends that how do you say this? The anti-vaccine crowd that's like, I don't like science. I'd much rather just use my intuition. If you want to come and get that coronavirus vaccine with me, I'm not going to be a jerk to you, okay? Because I do want to contain it. So the idea that like we wash our hands and we treat each other with respect and all that stuff. Stay 6 feet away from anyone that's oozing. Sorry to say it that way. That's important because we want to try and make this thing not become a regular, like, super virus like we get with influenza every year, I suppose. Now, if it's true that in the spring it'll start to die down, if we can contain it until then, a few more weeks, around here it's going to be longer than that, then maybe it goes away. Like, what happened to, like, the last time we had SARS? Did that go away, H1N1? Is that still around, or is it like, I really don't know the answers to that. Anyway, the advice that everyone keeps saying over and over and over is wash your hands, obviously, wash your hands. We went over it a little bit here, but there's some policy about when you know, people want to wear those face masks because of the coronavirus. Here's more on that from today's news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Two Americans sadly have died from COVID-19, the new SARS, coronavirus, whatever you're calling it. Both people from King County. Whew. Awful, awful stuff. Bananas and toilet paper on the shelves of groceries and Costco's around Puget Sound have been pillaged. Listen, wash your dang hands. And no, sadly, hand sanitizer probably isn't enough. Oh boy. Meanwhile, the U.S. Surgeon General urges us to stop using masks thinking it's going to help. It's not for this virus. There are conditions where it might, but generally speaking, if you're afraid, that's not the answer. Laura on Facebook says, the animal hospital I work at has their surgery masks on back order. Coincidence? Maybe. Let's get to some good news. Seattle Sounders kicked off their 2020 championship defending season by hoisting up another banner to the rafters at CenturyLink Field. And then taking the win with a late goal in stoppage time thanks to Mercer Island's own Jordan Morris. They're back at it again Saturday night with a visit from Columbus Crew. And this sucks. According to a study by a nonprofit group, Truth and Accounting, something I read at comonews.com, Seattle is pretty bad at budgeting. Every person in Seattle would have to pay more than $5,000 to get the city out of the hole. I mean, they're not making you do that, but at the same time, I can imagine people now flocking to Snohomish or Tacoma.
You just got newsed.
Here's a story I didn't get to in the news today. A floating homeless camp was removed from Lake Washington. Allegedly a homeless camp, says the Como News article I'm reading. I mean, okay. The boat technically had come ashore, grounded itself, and people were living in it. Allegedly. I guess the boat got reeled in by the city and now will become an onshore homeless camp. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what will happen to it. It'll probably be like, I don't know, set on fire. I don't know what you do with a boat that's, I guess you take it apart probably. I'm terrified of ships out of water and big ships in general, so I'm just going to stay away from this one. Give it the big old whatever.
Whatever.
Okay. Let's see, what else we got? Also, we're about to get a taste of everything Mandalorian. What happens is they release the show, they don't want any spoilers or anything, and they don't know how successful it's going to be. So they didn't like have any of the crazy Baby Yoda merch ready to go. The child. They didn't have any merch for the child ready to go. And so now, like, it takes like 6 months to turn it around. All of a sudden here in another month or so, we're going to have like all of this Mandalorian merchandise between seasons, which is also a great way to build some hype and make me hate it. I guess there's a jewelry set coming out on Nerdist.com reporting about everything Mandalorian merch-wise. It's the Mandalorian jewelry set, though, that I'm taken aback by. It's three pieces in total, two necklaces, including that sweet skull thing that represents previously Boba Fett, now I guess all of his people. There's like an Empire little pendant. And then like that one of those cool credit chips that he gets paid in that he then has melted down and made into his armor. If you haven't watched The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, you're missing out. It's great. It's not just like, how do you say that? Like apologetically great, where you're like, well, yeah, I mean, it had giant plot problems, but it was pretty good. You hear people do that. No, no, it's like legitimately a fun ride. It's like an old Western. It's neat. A good anti-hero hero. Pretty cool. I don't know if he's an anti-hero. Just because he's a bounty hunter doesn't mean he's bad, does it? Was Dog the bounty hunter bad? Oh, R.I.P. Beth. So I guess we're turning to fruit to save the future, and I'm for it. There's just like one catch. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Not sure how, but some Australian scientists realized that you can take the leftovers from a giant jackfruit or a durian and turn it into aerogels, great for making batteries for cars and gadgets and other crap that ends up in the ocean. The downside, the durian, a round spiky-looking fruit, evidently has a wicked stank to it. Feel bad for the people that work in that factory. Get you some robots, right? MIT researchers built a robot, gave it a robot brain, and then let it teach itself to walk on its four legs. Within hours, it already knew how to navigate on its own, going forward and backward with the ability to make turns. In hours! Crazy! Before you know it, it's gonna be flipping burgers and driving itself to take your job. Oh, speaking of which, Flippy, the burger flipping robot, has been on the job for a hot minute now, like 3 years, and costs to get one is rapidly dropping. Miso Robotics is now offering their latest plan, a subscription model for fast food bots, where for just a couple grand a month, you can flip Flippy on and open, and off it close, and let it do the work of several humans, only without a break, or food, or complaining. Do the math, it's like $3 an hour.
Cool.
Hey, robot companies, while we're at it, how about you make one of those to clean the freaking bathrooms? You ever walk into one of those and it looks like somebody set off an M80 in an anthill of human excrement? Yeah, Pretty sure that's the job most fast food workers would be okay handing over to the machines.
Affirmative.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Why the singing? God, you're so bad.
The end of the show. The end of the show. The end of the show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.